Listen up, y'all. It's the Car Doctor Radio Show. You're cruising into work one day, driving fast and running late. Well, click clank underneath the hood, something starts smoking, it can't be good. It don't matter what car or truck you drive, there's a man who knows how to make it right. Turn your radio up and don't touch that dial. Yeah, it's okay, Skeeter's on the way. In no time flat, you'll be back up on the interstate. There ain't nothing about cars you don't know. Lamborghini or open door. Listen up, y'all. It's the Car Doctor Radio Show.
And welcome to the Car Doctor Radio Show on 700 KSEV The Voice. Glad to be here today for you. It's the opening day of deer season to all the guys in the Piney Woods that may be up there listening on the car radio. I hope y'all did well today. Kind of hot, kind of warm, and I know the mosquitoes were up there messing with you because I used to go through that myself all the time. So you guys be safe out there. There's a tradition here in the Texas area that Fridays you take off and you get up there and you get ready to go. And that's what we're doing today. We're getting ready to go. This is not deer hunting show, and it's not the outdoor show. It could be, though, if you wanted it to be. But we're here to fix your automobile. If you'd like to ask a car question about a new car, a used car, the one that you have a car problem, join us. Real easy to do. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Verizon cellular phone. That's *5738 or *KSEV, and they will pay for the call. We really appreciate that. If you want to listen to us live on the web, live streaming, talked to several by email yesterday that listened to me over in Florida and up in Wichita Falls, and one way over across the pond, they listen every weekend. We really appreciate all you live streamers doing that. All you have to do is go to the TexasCarDoctor.com website, click on Listen Live, and there we are, live streaming. Now, we don't come on till 5 or 6 minutes after the hour, so those of you that are beating up on your computers, kind of hang in there, and we'll be on the air right after that, usually around 6 or 7 minutes after the hour. So, it's got a little delay in there also, 7-second delay. Give us a call, folks, 281-558-5738. We have a lot to cover today. Some fuel-saving tips. Also, some reports on some crash statistics about some safety-type statistics on automobiles and what they're doing now to stop the rollovers on your SUVs and some of your smaller cars also. Like to thank all the Preferred Service Center shops that advertise with us on the website. They're located strategically around the Houston area. Out by the Reliant Stadium is Cunningham Auto Repair. He's at 8600 Knight Road. Humble, Atascocita, and Kingwood. That's Beckwith Auto Repair. She's at 1919 FM 1960. RMS Auto Service. By the way, Beckwith is open today for service, all your BG services and general light repair. RMS Auto Service, they're open today also for services. They're at 1759 Westheimer. Over in the Spring in the North Houston area is Green and White Automotive. Mr. Kent Morris owns that. He's at 1020 Spring Cypress Road. That is one block east of I-45. Auto Tektronics out in Katy. Mr. Robert Gruner, 5330 East 5th Street. Now, out in the Woodlands is Bird Automotive. Talk to Tim White, Dale Bird. They're at 2445 High Timbers, right up from the mall, folks. It's real easy to find. And, of course, many thanks to all of our other sponsors, too. BG Products, CarQuest, and they're all on the website. So it's real easy for you to find by going to the TexasCarDoctor.com. Also, you can download the Car Doctor off of the website every Monday, Tuesday. Mr. Mark McCoy will make that happen where you can download it to your MP3 player. your iPod, or you can listen to the archives live while you're at home or while you're at work. It's a real convenient feature that he provides for us. The national statistics in 2004, 68% of the passenger vehicle occupants from between 13 to 15 years old that were killed in traffic crashes were not using restraints, the highest percentage for any age group. In Texas alone, there has been a decrease in the use of seat belts from 84.3% to 83.2%. They do not have the 2005 stats. This is coming from the NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Association, People Saving People. And there's a lot of great facts on that website if you'd like to go to it. Just www.nhtsa.gov. That's dot is D-O-T, dot gov. So there's a lot of great information on the site. 281-558-5738, or if you'd like to call Mr. Gary Elliott, who
technically produces the Car Doctor Show for The Voice, AM 700 KSEV.
And he does a great job for it. I heard you. You saw a good movie last night, I heard.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah. Jarhead.
Jarhead.
Of course, the Marine Corps birthday's right around the corner here.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yep.
It's not long before two jar heads doing a radio show. That ain't bad, huh?
Hoorah.
Hoorah. Here's some way to keep your car properly tuned up to improve your gas mileage by about 4%. Improved mileage by 40% by replacing your faulty oxygen sensors. We like to replace your oxygen sensors every 50,000 miles. They've done a good job. They've been inside that hot exhaust. And just as a preventative maintenance type requirement, if you'll replace those oxygen sensors with very good ones, it will really help your mileage, because they'll get lazy. They may not flag a check engine light or service engine soon light on your dashboard, but they'll be real lazy before they turn on, which will create, of course, a problem where your car will use more fuel. Keeping your tires properly inflated to improve your gas mileage will actually add 3% to your fuel mileage and extend the life and assure the safety of your tires. Check and replace your air filters on a regular basis. Replacing a clogged or dirty air filter can improve your car's gas mileage by as much as 10%. That's kind of a painting a wide brush stroke there. But if you have a air filter, our fuel filter, to that point, that is completely stopped up and it cannot breathe and it cannot get the amount of fuel that it needs, it can really, really harm the fuel mileage. Now, aggressive driving, speeding, rapid acceleration, and rapid braking all waste fuel. Curb mileage by as much as 33% at highway speeds, according to the U.S. Department of Energy, quote this, DOE. Jackrabbit starts, opting instead for slow acceleration from a dead stop. In addition, speeding wastes fuel and your money. Each mile per hour you drive over 60 miles per hour is like paying an extra 10 cents per gallon, quoting the DOE. When buying a new vehicle, think high gas mileage. Check out the DOE website. That's www.fueleconomy.gov. And also the ACEEE website. And you can get a $2,000 federal tax deduction this year when you purchase a hybrid electric car. Next year, the deduction drops to $500. Whenever you're driving your vehicle, if you will look quite far ahead, about three or four or five cars ahead, and start decelerating, instead of running up there and doing a jackrabbit stop and start, you'll not only save on your brakes, but you'll save on your fuel also. Because 9 times out of 10, by the time you get up to that light that you're really rushing to get to so you can stop, then you can just breeze right on through it whenever it changes to the green. Avoid idling, which gets like zero miles per hour. I mean, you're not going anywhere. You're wasting fuel. Cars with larger engines typically waste even more gas at idle than the cars with the smaller engines, of course. You know, it used to be that we used to have to warm them up, you know, quite a long time. You know, back when we had carburetors and no computer controls and all that to make sure that they're going. It's not really necessary now. You can get out. I still let mine idle 15, 20 seconds, you know, just getting, while I'm getting situated and all that. I think it's still good to get the transmission fluid a little warm and motor oil warm. But as far as letting it sit out there and idle, it's not necessary anymore to really do that. Combine all your errands into one trip and plan your routes carefully to drive fewer miles and use less fuel. Now, if available, use your vehicle's overdrive gear when it's appropriate to reduce engine speed, save gas, and decrease engine wear. Now, sometimes, whenever you drop into overdrive gear, you're actually hurting your fuel mileage if it's at too low of a speed. You're lugging the engine, stop and go, and it makes your transmission overheat also. So sometimes it's best to keep it out of overdrive if you're just tooling around town at slow speeds. You don't have to, but you can. Protect your health and your pocketbook by walking to your destination whenever possible. You'll lose weight, lower stress, save gas and money, and reduce pollution. Maybe. Pack lightly when traveling and avoid carrying items on your vehicle's roof. I see a lot of cars running around town with a whole lot of stuff on top of it. And also, I'm guilty of leaving stuff in the back of my Suburban. I could really move out. I don't need to carry it. An extra 100 pounds in the trunk cuts a typical car's fuel economy 1 to 2%. Carpool and use public transportation whenever possible. And consider telecommunicating if your employer will allow it, other than work from home. Find additional tips for saving fuel and money from the awesome American Automobile Association. That's www.aaanewsroom.net. www.aaanewsroom.net. That's a very, very good website. You can find gasoline saving tips there, and also in Spanish, also if you need to see in Spanish. So just a few tips there, if you'd like to do that. And where are we going to go to? I'm going to go out and talk to Mr. Johnny. Johnny, welcome to the Car Doctor Program, sir.
Oh, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I got a problem with a 2000 Oldsmobile Silhouette. It don't want to shift into overdrive.
Okay.
I run up to 50, 55 mile an hour, and it's supposed to kick into overdrive up there.
You have any type of service engine light or check engine light on?
No, I get nothing on the dash at all.
Okay, good deal. First thing you want to check is make sure that you have brake lights.
Make sure I have brake lights?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You want to have brake lights, and make sure that your third brake light is working, the one up on top of the back of the Silhouette.
Yeah.
Make sure it's working also.
Okay.
Because the overdrive gear is kicked out by the brake light switch, and when it turns on, your brake lights. A lot of things are hooked up to that, Johnny.
Yeah.
Your cruise control is hooked up to it. Is your cruise control working?
The cruise works.
Okay. All right, that's good. That's a good sign. It is going to be, there's probably a half a dozen things that I could tell you that it could be. It could be a simple fuse.
Yeah.
Underneath the dash or underneath the hood. It could be a bad brake light switch. It could be the brake lights are burned out.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are some simple things to check. You can slide up underneath your seat, underneath the dash there, and look at your brake light switch and make sure that all the wires are hooked up there, that they wasn't kicked loose by, you know, an errant foot there.
Okay.
We see a lot of that. If you can't find it, it's a simple system to check out. I don't think that you have anything that's really, if it's not jumping in and out of gear and it's just not coming on at all, and there's no check engine light, I just
don't. No, if I run up to 50, and it'll run 1, 2, 3 just fine.
Uh-huh.
But up to 50, if I let up on it to kind of help it kick in, the car goes into coast, and RPMs drops back down to idle.
How many miles do you have on it?
142,000.
That's not that many miles, you know, on it. I believe it's just not getting a signal to drop into it, or the line pressure is dropping off. But anybody that has a scanner, the proper scanner, like a Tech 2, what they call the OTC Tech 2,
yeah,
will be able to hook in to your computer outlet down by your leg and drive your vehicle and watch what it is not doing correctly.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So whatever area of town that you're in, you can take it to one of the preferred service center shops, and they can ride with you, or you can take it over to one of the AMCO transmission rebuilding places over on Shepherd, or over here off of 1960, and they can take care of you.
Well, I'm just bringing it into y'all. You've seen it before.
Well, we can take care of it for you, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, because I had it into y'all when I had a intake manifold gasket problem.
Oh, I remember that rascal was leaking oil, burning oil like a big dog. Yes, sir, I remember that rascal. We finally got it, though. Good
deal.
Okay. Johnny, we'll be looking for you, sir.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling, sir. We appreciate it. It's 23 minutes after hour 12, and I better go out there and talk with Miss Linda real quick here. Linda, welcome to the Car Doctor program.
Hi, Skeeter. Welcome.
Thank you.
I've got a 2005 Dodge Durango.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a 2000 Durango and loved it, so upgraded to the 2005. And I've only got about 10,000 miles on it, and for about the last 5,000, I've been trying to get the dealers to understand a problem that I'm having. They worked on it, and it kind of took care of it. But in the front end, at a low speed, like just coasting through a parking lot or the parking garage or down the street, you know, under 30 miles an hour, you get a bumping in the front end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it almost feels like there's something that's loose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they replaced the lower rocker arms, the front shocks, and the upper rocking arms.
Okay.
And that seemed to have taken care of things,
uh-huh,
but it's starting to do it again. So I don't know if one of those rocker arms is having a problem again, or if we really didn't fix it and it could go into the racket pinion steering or something like that. Do you have any ideas of what we could be looking for?
Yes, I do. You know, something that new that has that few miles on it, that's got to be something that's very simple that they're missing and just not correcting. It could even be a sway bar that's in the front that has some link pin kits that are not tight all the way. It could be very, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
If they already replaced the upper and lower control arms,
mm-hmm,
with new ball joints, they had an issue with those ball joints from the factory, and I'm glad that they took care of those for you, because that,
mm-hmm,
was a safety issue.
Right.
So I would you cannot grease the lower ball joints and the upper ball joints from the factory when they use factory components.
Right, because aren't they all sealed?
Yeah, they're completely sealed from the, mm-hmm, factory. I've seen some of them that have had a dry socket,
mm-hmm,
on a lower ball joint or an upper ball joint, and we've actually had to pierce the rubber boot with a special little grease needle,
mm-hmm,
and put grease in the joints, and we always pierce them on the back side of the rubber boot and in a fascia, and then we put a piece of silicone over the top of that little hole just to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
That nothing get into it, but we would be glad to take a ride with you, see if we could find that for you, and we could point it out, and that way they could fix it up for you if it's going to be any money at all.
All right. Well,
sure.
I appreciate that, Skeeter. We'll bring it by and let you take a look at it then.
Be glad to do that for you.
All right. Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too. You bet.
All righty. I can tell you about CarQuest, the right part at the right price. CarQuest Auto Parts, they have been doing business in the Houston area for years and years and years. They have over 40 stores to serve you. They're sponsors of the Special Olympics. And they specialize in the global solution to braking systems. They have OE, original equipment, is a kind of a catchphrase that we use in the industry. In comparison to the original equipment of the parts that CarQuest makes, there's no comparison. They're absolutely built better. Can prove it, can see it, can show it to you. On their braking parts, just like their pads, they're gold grade of pads that are made out of ceramic material. They do not leave all the dust on your rotors, on your wheels. They're quiet, they don't squeal, and they last a really long time. And plus, the hotter they get, the better they stop. Now, on their calipers and on their brake wheel cylinders back in the back, they're made out of aluminum and not cast iron, where they will not rust, and where the lines go into them, they have brass inserts in there where the lines go in. So that means that they're not having two pieces of metal that are going to corrode and rust, and you're going to twist the line off. CarQuest makes a bunch of great parts, folks. Get your parts where I get mine. Just look for the red, white, and blue CarQuest sign. 40 stores around the Houston area. Get your parts where I get mine. CarQuest Auto Parts.
Get better gas mileage today. Want that new car pep without spending thousands on a new car? Let me tell you how. Hi, this is Rona from Skeeter's Auto Service. We are so excited about our new, highly effective additives and fuel induction services. They're specially formulated to actually restore that light new drivability to your engine's performance and specifically designed to save you time and money. Keep your engine running longer, stronger, and most importantly, with today's rapidly rising fuel prices, more efficiently. Instantly restore horsepower, reduce emissions, and get back that new car feeling without the new car price. Call and ask for one of our specially trained professional service advisors to assist you in making the best decision for your peace of mind. At Skeeter's Auto Service, we're committed to integrity and devoted to quality. Give us a call, 281-469-1152. That's 281-469-1152.
Awesome Transformations. They're located over on 8810 FM 1960 West. They have everything that they need, you need for your vehicle, your truck. You want to deck it out. You want to put a camper cover on it. You want to put running boards on it, air dams, roll pans, Nerf bars, bull rings, bed mats, bed rugs, bed liners, bug shields, KC lights, Jason's Tanyu cover. They've got a neat new cover that fits flush across the back of your bed that you just pull back to the back, and then it accordions back up to the front. And that will help you save fuel mileage also by closing that cover, and that wind will not come over and get caught in your bed. Awesome Transformations been serving the Houston area since 1991, and they have a vast array of products. The Jason camper shells and Tonneau covers, Weston truck steps and accessories, Tonneau covers and more. And they've got them for Ford, Dodge, GMC, Toyota, Nissan. They even have the Lund, L-U-N-D, bug shields, which are the best bug shields. They don't shake your mirrors. The wind does not come off of your bug shield and hit your mirrors and vibrate them where you can't see. They're real experienced truck professionals. They want to talk with you. They're open today. Give them a call. Talk with Mark, 281-469-8800. They're located at 8810 FM 1960 West, just west of 249, right back down in between 290 and the Willowbrook Mall. Awesome Transformations.
Doctor?
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
Listen up, y'all. It's the Car Doctor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the radio show, Car Doctor serving you. I'm thanking you for being here today, and 700 KSEV, the voice. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, if you would like to come by the shop and pick up a Dan Patrick for Senator sign, a yard sign, and a bumper sticker for your car, you can come by the shop Monday through Friday from 6:30 to 6 and pick you up a yard sign and a bumper sticker, and we'll be glad to give you a cup of coffee and chat with you too. So we are one of the official sites, pickup sites for your yard signs, 12133 Old Huffmeister, right off of Cypress, North Houston. And Huffmeister, it hits 290, real easy to find, 281-469-1152. And we're also going to be running a really, really big BG product service specials. All your services are going to be discounted next week. Clint and Mike are, got it all set up, and they know what they're going to do. So we're going to be putting on a lot of BG services. So you're going to save a lot of money if you get your BG services done next week at the shop. Let's run out and talk with Joe. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the Car Doctor Show, sir.
Skinner.
Yes, sir.
Skinner, I've got an 87 Grand National, this super turbocharged and intercooled.
Yes, sir.
And I've got a problem. I've got a vacuum line that came loose from something that's in front, in front of the motor that goes down to where your
waste
or your crankshaft is.
Yes, sir.
And I can't find any place at all for that thing to hook up.
Look for a gold or silver-looking little mushroom or canister, vacuum canister. And it is going to have a little nipple that sticks out for that line to stick onto.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Just look down there real close. You almost have to be a contortionist, Joe, to get that little hose hooked on there.
Well, I'm going to have to replace it anyhow. But the other question I have is on my turbocharger.
Yes, sir.
It looks like on the bottom side of it has a spark plug in there.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's got a wire hooked to it, but it looks identical to a spark plug.
Boy, you got me. I don't know what that is, Joe. I don't know if that is factory on that your model or if somebody added that on to it.
No, it's factory. I bought it brand new off the showroom floor.
Really? I don't know, Joe. I want to look at that whenever you bring it by. Let me look at it.
Yeah, because I had a problem with the coil pack,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't figure it out. It was missing and backfiring. So they put an extra ground wire on it, and I didn't like that, so I pulled the coil pack off and filed it down real good, made a good contact, and it hadn't missed since then.
There you go.
At the shop I put it in, they replaced the harmonic sensor on it.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't have the horsepower or the get-up-and-go that it used to. I don't know whether they did something wrong or didn't adjust it right or what.
Well, that may be where that hose was knocked off too, Joe, and that wastegate's not going to be opening up. And that would be some of your horsepower right there.
Okay. I got one other question.
Yes.
I've got a 98 Ford Crown Victoria.
Yes, sir.
And yesterday I filled it up full of gas. I tripped my trip meter.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not work now, nor does my odometer. But the speedometer works and the cruise control works.
That is a really common problem. They'll be working fine one day and you trip that rascal and there's a little gear that strips out. And there's the little worm gear that strips out. We'll have to take that whole head apart, Joe.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Well, so much for that.
There you go.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I can't find that little thing, because I've looked for it till I'm blue in the face, I'll just drive over and let y'all find it for
Heck
me.
Heck yeah, we'll put it up on a rack. Like I say, I got to get Tommy Collins or one of the boys, if he was to stick both hands up in there, he looked like a fork. You know, he got arms past his knees, and he can reach down there and put that thing on there.
Yeah, maybe we can get him to do it then.
Okay, Joe.
Thanks.
You have a great weekend, sir.
All right, you too.
You bet. All right, let's jump over and we'll talk with Mr. Patrick. Mr. Patrick, welcome to the Car Doctor Show, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Skeeter.
You're welcome, sir.
I've got a 2003 Series BMW.
Yes, sir.
And I had my front brakes and rotors replaced, because I understand that those rotors can't be trued.
That's true.
And but now I've got vibration, not a lot, but just a little bit when I put the brakes on. It sounds to me like the rotors might be warped, so I want to replace those. And the question I have is that I might have the option of getting drilled and or drilled and slotted rotors?
Yes, sir.
Or do you recommend either one of those or going back with the, just the solid?
Well, the drilled and slotted rotors will definitely run cooler, and they'll stop cooler and cool down quicker. And if they're a well-made brand, they're going to have extra cooling fins in between them. If they're that type, if they're a solid type with a drill and slot in there, that will get rid of the dust quicker with the slots. And the drilled hose will cool the rotor down. If you do a little bit of playing around and have, do some high-speed stopping every once in a while, it will definitely benefit you.
Okay.
And normally they're made out of a better material, too.
Do you have a brand recommendation on those over another?
On the BMW, I do not, sir.
Okay.
I tell you what you can do, though, is you can go to stainlesssteelbrakes.com.
Okay.
And look at what they have to offer on the BMW, because they have some really great braking systems.
All right. I'll do that.
Stainlesssteelbrakes.com.
Thank you very much.
You have a great day, sir. Good luck
you
to
too.
You. All righty. Yes, sir. 38 minutes after 12 o'clock, and I hope the boys are sitting around the fire and having a good time, and I hope they all did well up there at the least this weekend. Hoping them the best of luck. Let's go out, and we'll talk with, who's that next up there? Tommy? That's you. Welcome to the Car Doctor Show, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You're on air.
2001 Windstar?
Yes, sir.
Squealing noise, and then it dies.
Squealing noise, and then it dies.
Yes, sir.
And what speed do you have to be? And tell me more about it.
Just an idle.
At an idle. Okay.
Yes, sir. You can take the serpentine belt off of it. It'll squeal, and then it'll die.
Squeal, then die. Sounds like a vacuum leak. Whenever it squeals like that, sounds like a vacuum leak. A high-pitched squeal.
Actually, it's like a bearing going bad squeal.
Okay, all right. So it's not a loud, piercing squeal.
No, sir.
Okay. Now, whenever, do you have any type of oil light coming on the dash at all, like you're losing oil pressure?
No, sir.
Okay, because if it sounds like a bearing going dry, that means that you're losing oil pressure. If you're losing oil pressure, it will shut down the electric fuel pump.
Yes, sir.
Now, so I would definitely run a manual oil pressure test, take the oil sending unit out of the engine, hook a manual gauge up to it, and watch that oil pressure, because it sounds like what it's doing is the oil pump pickup tube is getting stopped up, or the oil pump's quitting, and you're getting a main bearing squeal, and whenever it does that, oh, another thing it'll do too. Okay. Is the squeal, if you've got an electronic EGR valve where it runs off of electronic square waves,
yes, sir,
it will open that EGR valve and cause a vacuum leak and cause the engine to die from the squeal.
Okay.
Because it's picking up that square wave, that noise is making the EGR valve open up, and it will shut down. Can you pretty well make it do it on demand, or does it just do it when it wants to?
No, sir, it just does it when it wants to.
Okay. What can I tell you to do on this to make sure? What you could do is block that EGR valve where it cannot open, if that's possible, or watch the EGR valve. Just sit there and watch it, and if that squeal comes up, watch it and see if it opens up, number one. Because something is causing it to die, and anything, a lack of fire, lack of fuel, or a vacuum leak is going to cause it to die like that.
Yes, sir.
So, if it does do that, I'd check the oil pressure, I'd check the fuel pump, see if it shuts down, and also check that EGR valve, see if it's opening up like that. We had a Mustang in our shop that we worked on 2 weeks, and we couldn't figure out why. It was running so bad at times, and what it was a dry bearing in the distributor shaft, and it would squeal at times, open up the EGR valve, and cause it to run bad.
Yes, sir.
We replaced the distributor and fixed the man's problem. That's the first time we'd ran into something like that.
as what I have done was I have taken the serpentine belt off of it to take away all the pulley noises, and it doesn't matter.
So it's internal then.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's another internal thing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's internal, but the way that it sounds like, if it was the crankshaft seizing up, then the engine would not restart.
Normally it would not if it was that hot. And also you'd notice an overheating. You know,
right.
Another thing that will squeal like that too is a PCV valve.
Okay, how about the cam sensor? What are your thoughts about that?
It will, yes, sir. If that cam sensor has dropped down on top of that harmonic balancer, it will squeal like that also.
Okay, because I'm kind of stuck on this one.
Okay, you can actually...
I don't think it's a lower-end problem.
Good.
I just think it's an upper-end problem, but I can't really pinpoint it.
Now, another thing, too, on that particular year model is the upper intake manifold gasket will suck in, and that will squeal, too.
Yes, sir.
Now,
but it squeals, and then it dies.
Yeah, see, that's creating a problem there. It's affecting the intake manifold pressure is what it's doing now, not unless it's electronic. And you should be able to see if that crank sensor is rubbing on the harmonic balancer. You should see a little telltale mark on it. Or pull
okay.
that sensor out and see if it's been touching it.
Not a problem.
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, email me back, if you will, at the Texas Car Doctor. I'd like to know about this one.
Not a problem.
That'd be a good follow-up call, too, if you can give me a call next week, and I'll be looking for your call, too. You'll find it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You have a great day. 43 minutes after 12 o'clock, got to tell you about my transmission guys. Whenever we can't get them done at the shop, and we got too many of them, Jody can't get them, who do we call? Yep, AMCO. The Car Doctor recommends AMCO at 1960 West and North Shepherd locations, two of them. They're the part of the nation's largest transmission specialist, Mr. Richard Duncan and Mr. Evan Burris at AMCO's 1960 West and 4730 North Shepherd know today's complex transmission. And boy, they're getting more and more and more complex. Really, really neat what they're doing with the transmission nowadays. You can depend on a job done right, guaranteed. Richard Duncan is an expert in extreme duty applications, from transmissions meant to haul a heavy load to a high-performance racing applications, and also a four-wheel drive specialist. A basic diagnosis is free at AMCO. Plus, if you mention that you heard it on the Car Doctor, you get $100 off of any transmission overhaul. AMCO 1960 West, between Jones Road and Perry, at 9584 FM 1960. Give them a call, 281-890-5807, or AMCO Inside the Loop at 4730 North Shepherd. That's where Evan is, 713-691-7151. Or you can go to the website, texascardoctor.com, click on AMCO, tell them that I sent you. AMCO Transmission.
Let's make 2005 the year you move up to a Providian Manor home. Hi, this is Pete Wandio with Providian Manor Homes. Thank you for your response to our Louetta Greens neighborhood. Many of you who looked at our homes asked for larger lots with room for a pool and a location around 59 and 1960 in Humble. I'm happy to announce Providian Manor Homes of Kenswood. These beautiful new homes in Humble features upgrades like hardy plank siding, reinforced foundations, high-pitched roof lines. You'll find our famous 100% satisfaction guarantee and on-site financing to get you approved. Best of all, homes in Kenswick start in the low 140s. Come by and see us at Kenswick. We just started construction and the deals are better than ever. From 59 North, go right on 1960 to Kenswick. We're open every night till 10. Or call me direct, 832-250-4116. That's 832-250-4116. It's not just a home, it's a neighborhood. Providian Manor Homes.
BG Products, the 10 most wanted car killers, what are they? They're carbon in your fuel and air on top of your motor, lube and fuel oxidation, the driveline abrasion, your power steering debris inside your sophisticated power steering system now. One of the worst down here in the Houston climate is a brake fluid moisture contamination. You go look at your brake fluid whenever it's brand new, or stop by a dealer and look at a brand new car, and you're going to see how pretty and amber and nice the brake fluid is. Then go look at yours. You're going to wonder how come it's black. Well, that's from sucking all the moisture in from outside, because brake fluid is hydroscopic. That's a ninth grade word for sucking the moisture into the brake fluid. Diesel injection clogging. The diesels run so well so long without anything done to them, and whenever they do go down, they cost a tremendous amount of money to get them cleaned up and get them repaired. The cooling system scale down here, yes, your car will run 100,000 miles with the coolant that is in it. But if you want it to run another 100,000 miles and not have to spend you another $25,000 to $40,000, then you may want to go ahead and do the services and get them done right with the BG products. Transmission sludge is the number one killer. The transmission fluid gets all sludged up on inside of it, especially those of y'all that were trapped during the hurricane and spent anywhere from 12 to 30 hours idling, getting out of town. That transmission needs to be serviced now. The climate control mold in your air conditioning and your heating system, whenever you turn it on, do you smell all that musty smell? That's mold spores coming into your car. BG has, I think, the number one system for cleaning all that mold spores and all that nasty stuff out of there. And number 10 is the battery corrosion. With today's computer systems, you want to make sure that those battery cables, the cable ends, and your battery terminals are perfectly clean, because you can blow computers out and give you all kinds of trouble. Remember, BG products are real easy to find. All you have to do, and the shops too that use them, go to www.bgfindashop.com. And remember, BG is the number one name in preventative maintenance.
Listen up, y'all. It's the Car Doctor Radio Show.
And give us a call, folks. We got a couple lines open. 281-558-5738. 281-558-5738. Or Verizon Star 5738. Let's get out and talk with Mr. Jim. Mr. Jim, welcome to the Car Doctor Show, sir.
Hello, Skeeter. Good to be talking to you.
Thank you, sir.
I have a question for you, and it has to do with the transmission, because I have a 97 GMC Sierra half-ton 350 engine in it.
Okay.
Or 5.7, whatever you call it now.
5.7, yeah, it's 5.7.
Okay, and it does shift hard between first and second gear.
Okay.
And I've listened to your show before and talked about TransX and also the BG flush.
Yes, sir.
And recently I heard you say something, I don't know if it has to do with different year models or something like that. You was referring to someone to do it at K&W instead of the BG, but can you tell me what would be the best one for this truck to try to get the valves from sticking,
uh-huh,
be able to get it running smooth again? And does that involve a full transmission flush, or what would you suggest?
Now, if let me kind of back up a little bit and create a scenario. Let's say you jump on 610 and you run around 610 and you're on the loop there for about 15 or 20 minutes running at a steady speed, and then you get off on an off ramp and you come to a stop at a stoplight, and then you take off. Is that when it shifts real hard in the second gear after you've been driving it for a while?
It's normally all the time whenever it does it. It doesn't have to wait for the engine to warm up for it to get any smoother or not.
Okay.
If I get easy on the shift from first to second, real easy on the gas,
uh-huh,
I minimize the harshness of it. But if I go to get down on it, then it's going to be a more abrupt shift into the gear.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter whether the engine's cold or whether it's already nice and hot and been running for a while.
I believe you have an internal mechanical problem, either in the accumulator or the governor. Do you have any type of check engine or service engine signal light coming on any time at all?
No, sir.
Okay. All righty. Well, you can try doing the BG service on the truck and see if it is indeed in the valve body, But normally, the valve body is not going to do that unless it gets hot and okay. makes that valve start sticking. It makes me want to say that you've got a broken spring somewhere, or you've got a seal that's cut, or something that is not, or it's building up too much pressure in that 1-2 shift. What you could do is, what area of town are you in, sir?
Down in Dickinson, and I could take you to, what is it, Space Center Tire and
yes,
Auto.
Yes, sir. Space Center Tire and Auto, and have them scan it, you know, and take it down the road with the scanner on it and look and see if it's shifting proper. They can actually trigger that transmission while it's sitting still. If it still does it, and one thing that you can do, and it's not going to hurt anything, is you can go ahead, and I would like for you to put a half a pint of K&W Trans X into the transmission.
Okay.
If it makes it shift better, email me at thetexascardoctor.com.
Okay.
And then I'll give you the rest of the procedure to do on that.
Okay, so just go ahead and test it out. So far, with just a half a pint.
Right. I don't want you to put the whole pint in. I just want a half a pint.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that just to begin with.
Okay, and if you'll do that, I'll be waiting for your email either way.
All right, thank you, Skeeter.
You're welccome, sir, and have a great weekend. It's a beautiful one out there today, that's for sure. All righty, 281-558-5738. We're going to go out. It's 53 minutes after 12. We're going to talk with David. David, thank you for holding, and welcome to the Car Doctor Show, sir.
Skeeter, I have a 99 Ford with a 7.3 turbo with a 6-speed, and I got it from an auction at $130,000. And the first week I got it, I'd be driving down the road, and it, like, glitches for a second or two. The tachometer just cuts all the way down and back up, and it got worse and worse. Now I'll be driving down the road, and it'll do it just about any time, and it'll go down and just stay down, and then come back up, go down, up, down, up, and then the check engine light comes on, and I went and tried to get a code pulled, but they said there's no code on it.
Okay. What I would do is look at the injector pump. There's two different things. Look at the injector pump, and you're going to find a sensor right there called a TPS sensor.
Okay.
Make sure that the wire is connected all the way on that TPS sensor.
Okay.
Now, the crank sensor sounds like the number one culprit is what you're doing, what's giving you a problem, because that's the number one problem with those that causes that kind of problem.
Right.
That crank sensor is not that hard to change. I would recommend either getting a Ford Motorcraft unit or a standard ignition product from CarQuest.
So that's going to cause the tachometer to go dead for a second?
Yes, sir, because that's where it gets the signal from.
Oh, I see.
Yes, sir.
So it's cutting off the injectors, right?
Yes, sir. It's what it sounds like. Huh. It's sure not cutting off the spark plugs in that diesel, that's for sure.
Right. You know, it seems to do it worse if I'm driving it hard.
Uh-huh.
It seems to do it longer and worse. And once that check engine light comes on, it'll clear up after that.
Wow.
Usually.
Huh.
Usually. I mean, sometimes it'll keep doing it.
Yeah, but that's kind of weird. It sounds almost like, to me, that you may want to check those wiring harness that goes down to the sensor and make sure it's not chafed anywhere.
Does this have a timing sensor on it, cam timing sensor?
I'm not sure if it does, and I'm sure it does, but they do most of the timing off of the injector pump itself.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to answer your question properly, but I don't think it does. I think it does times off of the injector pump itself.
Okay.
Because it's got a series of, you know, when you pull that pump off, you got to make sure everything is lined up to make sure it squirts at the right cylinder at the right time.
Right.
But that crank sensor sure sounds like it's a culprit to me.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Let me
Thank
know.
You.
All righty. Yeah, but something like that, it's pretty hard to pin down over the telephone, but just from what we've had done at the shop on that, of course, it could be a couple of other things, too, and that's the most common thing. Let's see who we got. John's going to be the next one up. John, welcome to 700 KSEV, the voice and the Car Doctor Show, sir.
Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
seems like it's a transmission type of day, so here goes my question.
All righty.
I've got a 1992 BMW 5 Series that about a year ago was involved in a wreck. My son got a hold of it one day, and he brought it back in a couple pieces. And
we
managed to put it back together, and, you know, everything's running fine again, except recently I just noticed that it started skipping a little bit when had never had this problem. It's a long distance type of traveling car, and that's what I've used it for many years. So all of a sudden I noticed that it started skipping, and I noticed it started leaking transmission. So I took it over to a couple of transmission places, got an opinion there, went to a second opinion, and you know, they had told me initially that I would have to replace the transmission. So then somebody referred me to some other guy, and he looked at it and he goes, you know what, you're leaking fluid. And I kind of knew that already because I had seen it on the driveway.
Uh-huh.
And he says, you just really need to keep this fluid filled up.
So right.
I found out anyway, this is a sealed transmission. You got to fill it in through the bottom, which is a pain.
That is a pain, that's for sure.
Yeah, so to make a long story short here, so now... basically, he's telling me, this mechanic is telling me, that I don't really need to replace the transmission, that what I really need to do is replace, or rather have a, the inner seals replaced.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he said that should fix the problem. I just don't want to have to do all this and then find out I still need to replace the transmission.
Right. How many miles are on it?
A whole bunch, over 200.
No, sir. You don't ever want to go in to replace seals. Whenever you're that far into it, that's like putting a Band-Aid on a real festered up sore.
Okay.
You bet. You want to pull that baby out of there, make sure that they know exactly what they're doing, and they want to give you a minimum of 1 year, 12,000-mile warranty on the transmission.
Is that transmissions, they're up in a couple thousand range, aren't they?
Yes, sir. On that particular transmission, I would guesstimate that I could call Richard. I'll give you his number, and you can call him.
All right.
I believe that transmission is going to be in the $1,800 to $2,200 range. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
Yeah, but it's worth it, you know.
It is.
Yeah, if you love the car, and let me give you that number real quick.
All right.
That's 281-890-5807.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good deal. Folks, we're going to catch some local news. I'm going to take a little break and everything. Stretch my legs. Don't go away. We've got some great recalls coming up here. And if you own a Kia, a Mazda, or a Nissan, y'all stand by. Be back.